Back in the day, the only reason you might watch BBC America would be to watch reruns of British TV shows like EastEnders. But now the network's doing original programming, too. They have a new hit with the sci-fi drama Orphan Black. Its second season starts tomorrow. The show just won a Peabody Award. The committee called lead actress Tatiana Maslany a marvel. The show starts with Maslany playing a British con artist named Sarah. She thinks she's an orphan, but then she keeps discovering all these people who look exactly like her but have totally different personalities. She eventually learns they are clones, part of some weird science experiment. Here's the main character, Sarah, meeting one of her clones for the first time. This one's a Canadian soccer mom. And keep in mind, Maslany is playing both parts.
Please, just tell me, who are we to each other?
Are you kidding me?
That is not my responsibility.
You need to get out of here. Hey, tell me what the hell.
Let go. Don't touch me.
Maslany says she has a lot of the soccer mom in her, but the character she says she's most like is another clone named Kasima. She's a PhD student in evolutionary developmental biology, or Evo-Devo.
Yeah, I'm Evo-Devo. That's what we call it here. Yeah.
She's the science, but she's also, in a lot of ways, the heart. She has this fascination with people and with science and with biology, so this is really fascinating to her.
She's named after the science advisor to the show, right?
Yeah, that's right. Graham Manson's, who's one of the creators of the show, his good friend Kasima, is who we sort of based the character on. And I just watched her talk about clones, and the way she talked about science was the same way that I've seen my friends talk about art.
By the end of the first season, Maslany ends up playing seven different clones from all over the world. Each one has her own look, mannerisms, speech. Some of them have different accents.
I studied French, German, and Spanish, and ancient Greek. I don't know why. That was a total misstep. Never used it.
Super useful, yeah.
Yeah, super useful.
Because, you know, a couple of the characters, one's Ukrainian, one's German.
I brought the briefcase. Yeah, the samples for your friend Beth. I was careful.
Well, that's my background, German and Ukrainian. So those sounds were familiar to me. And where you come from says a lot about how you express yourself. You know, language is so specific to each culture.
Maslany says she's made a playlist for each clone. And the way she gets into character is to listen to the music.
Music, to me, moves me so differently depending on what kind of music it is. It changes my mood. It changes my sort of my physicality, everything. So I've used music for each specific character, like Sarah, the sort of English punk girl. You know, a lot of The Clash, The Streets, Dizzy Rascal, The Prodigy, and stuff like that. Breathe was the song that was kind of her heartbeat. It was dancing around, being inspired by the music and allowing it to change the way that I stood or the way that I moved. And I knew that I had to differentiate these women. I knew that I couldn't kind of do the same thing for each of them.
There are so many scenes in the show where you're interacting with yourself, you know, sometimes even three different versions of you. I mean, at some points you're just like sitting on the couch, but other places you're like fighting with yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, how technically does this happen?
We use a specific camera that's called the Techno Dolly, which memorizes camera movements. And then it's so hard to explain this early in the morning, but it involves me being there and looking at often a tennis ball across from me and sort of watching the tennis ball walk across the room.
So basically this robot camera just kind of memorizes the moves in both scenes so you can sync it up later in the editing room.
Yeah,
is that an okay way to describe it?
That's a really okay way to describe it. And, you know, we can also watch back the playback on the day because the technology is so advanced. We can actually see when my eye line isn't, you know, if I'm looking at my hand instead of at my face, or if, you know, or if I'm putting
it. You just have to retake it.
Exactly. And so it's very specific and very detailed.
It's clearly a really fun and challenging project. But do you also think it's important? I mean, in the way that a sci-fi show can be, do you think this is something that's kind of a conversation about science and what we may be able to do with our bodies in the future?
To me, the clones represent the many ways our lives could go, the many possibilities for any one person. And to me, it's interesting to, at the end of season one, we sort of find out that the clones have been patented. And that always resonated for me as a woman, to have this idea of our bodies not being our own. There's this media ownership over the images of women's bodies. And there's such an emphasis on your body representing who you are and defining who you are and also fitting into a specific box. And I feel that's a very resonant theme for young women like myself and especially women in this industry.
Tatiana Maslany is the star of Orphan Black. The new season starts Saturday on BBC America.